a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House Education Committee will come to order. The internet has been turned on, so welcome internet listeners, welcome visitors, and just a reminder to turn off your cell phones or turn them on vibrate, and I'd ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Elliott,
here.
Hager,
here.
Hunt,
here.
Jones,
here.
Killer, Lucas,
here.
Miller, Perry,
here.
Schaefer,
here.
Strickers, Tolson, Veneman,
here.
Venner,
here.
Sly,
here.
Bruner.
Here. Quorum is present. Thank you. Minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved.
We have a motion by Jones, second by Hunt. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. Minutes are approved. My gavel's falling apart here.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man.
It'll hang in there.
Yeah.
I've been using it to break walnuts. Tenderized steak, things like that.
South Dakota.
No, we should.
Must be Nebraska.
We have one bill on our agenda this morning, and I would ask anybody that's going to testify to be sure and sign in at the podium at the door, and make sure you're wearing the correct badge. And I would move into the agenda, Senate Bill 77. An act to require school boards to approve pickup locations for any open enrolled students who are transported in their resident school districts by receiving school districts. Are there proponents?
Good morning, House Education. This is an honor. First of all, I'll put this down. But I'm Chantel Cribbs, District 10, State Senator. May I have a personal privilege?
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be able to get away from it, so go ahead.
I think we have a birthday in this room, Mr. Chairman, and I'm here. I know that we're not supposed to eat in this room, but I have cupcakes for the chairman and his birthday today, so you can celebrate later. And so I wanted to recognize that it's Bruner's 29th birthday today, so happy birthday.
Thank you, Senator.
On the record, this is not a bribe. So please enjoy later. Senate Bill 77 has had a lot of legs or brakes or wheels or whatever you want to call it. But Senate Bill 77 addresses something that has been of concern for several school districts and even parents and even myself living in a development area out by Renner. And in just my neighborhood, what happens in a development of 40 homes, there are about four different school buses that show up in the neighborhood at 7:30 to 7:45 in the morning and crossing and picking up each other. So Senate Bill 77 is going to try to address that situation. There is a compromise here. You'll hear from your other lobbyists that there was a compromise reached. This does not affect open enrollment. It doesn't touch the student as far as the open enrollment. What it does affect is how they're transported. As you see in this act, that it is regarding that, first of all, the parent or guardian of a student who has been accepted for transfer is responsible for transporting the student to school in the receiving district without reimbursement. But we're deleting the next line, which says that either the district of residence of the receiving may provide transportation to students two students approved for transfer. We're adding in, as you'll see on line 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13, 14, that receiving district may enter in, provided that the school boards meet and agree to a plan. That's the key word here, is that both the receiving and resident school districts must meet and agree to a transportation plan for this student. Now, a plan could be, and it always, as you see on line 14, always takes in consideration of the safety of a student first. But that plan may mean that it's meeting at a central location, all in one area, that the parents may bring them to. It may mean, if a parent is concerned, that they come to the school board meeting and say, I'd like to have door-to-door pickup. If the school districts both agree to that, that can be in the plan. It's not saying you're not going to continue going door-to-door. It's not saying it's all going to be a central location. It just has to agree upon. We know there's been districts that don't necessarily agree with what's going on now, and it's frustrating, and we're trying to say that we have to come to a compromise. We have to both come to agreement. If we don't, you'll see where it says on page 2, line 1, that the agreement will then have to be okayed by the Secretary of the Department of Education. There was an amendment that was added on the Senate floor, which is in line or page 2 as well, and I don't have the lines because I just have the amendment, but this exemption is for sparse schools. So we addressed the sparse schools, but what we didn't do is we left out a word in that amendment, and we need to add that in, if I may, Mr. Chair, approach you with that wording, and then you can take action appropriately. The word we're looking for is agreement after, I believe it's on line 5. Am I correct, Diana? Line 5. Line 5, it says the provisions of this section regarding the transportation. We want to add transportation agreement. Transportation, a word agreement on line 5 of students. Otherwise, we're just saying we're eliminating the transportation completely. We have to have the word agreement in there. That area addresses sparse school. We also want to say that the provisions in chapters, which is recognized, I believe, chapters 13-2840 and 13-2847, it does not affect special ed, nor do we have any control over tribal. This is not addressing tribal because we do not have that jurisdiction. So at this time, I'll open it up for questions or after further proponent testimony, Mr. Chair and members of the Education Committee.
Thank you, Senator. Are there other proponents?
Absolutely, yes.
Point of order, just... No, I wasn't actually. Nope.
Thank you. Representative, thank you for that clarification. I was wondering the same thing. Thank you. As Senator Krebs has stated, Senate Bill 77 has been evolving throughout, and we started this discussion last session, and then we worked through the summer with various size school districts, both small, medium, and large, to try to find some resolution to a number of issues that had been brought up versus a number of buses crossing paths in communities on the same road, a safety issue for kids in the morning and in the evenings. And then we also decided to look at what are some efficiencies for school districts. And unfortunately, we're in another situation as we were a few years ago with the high price of gas. And also,
thank you. And the high price of gas and wear and tear on buses. And this legislature has asked us to look for efficiencies. And this would be one result of looking at a bill to resolve some of the busing problems. Will it resolve all the busing problems? No. Secondly, we fulfilled the obligation of keeping it local control. Both school boards, the receiving district and the resident district, would sit down, discuss some sort of a transportation plan, whether it would be pickup, centrally located pickup spots, whether it would be, as you heard, door to door, or whether it would go into what development areas, how they would handle it. And I trust that the local control and the professional boards that are elected, much as you are elected, are going to reach some resolution. If by chance that doesn't occur, we visited with the Department of Education, and they agreed that the secretary would then resolve any differences within the plan. So we think we've covered all the bases there. I think also that what we looked at, we had to deal with special education, and the sections are listed there that are exempted out, so we don't impact that. We obviously put an amendment on for the sparse schools, and if I could speak to the proposed amendment that Senator Krebs gave you this morning.
Sure.
We don't want to exempt sparse students from the first section that says they may transport. What we want to make sure we exempt them from is the agreement. So that stays in place as to be consistent with the laws we have. But I think it's important to note that it doesn't often happen where we can get all of us together and agree. And I would say, is this going to solve everything? Probably not. But it does start us down the road to answering a lot of the questions, and I think taxpayers will be pleased that if they don't see all of those buses crossing each other, plus the wear and tear that we have on the roads. Same difference. So consequently, I would ask that you look at supporting the proposed amendment and then also Senate Bill 77. And, Mr. Chairman, I'd stand by for any questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Miller. Are there other proponents?
Morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Scott Swear, representing the Small School Alliance here in South Dakota. First, we'd like to thank Senator Krebs for working with the various school districts on reaching a compromise in this case. One part of the bill that I do want to point out is that the fundamental purpose of this bill is this. It's student safety. It's not one school being pitted against another or things like that. The fundamental purpose of the bill is to do what's right for kids, and that is to make sure that we have student safety. For example, if we have a five-year-old who maybe doesn't have special ed needs but yet maybe is on the border, it may not be in that child's best interest. It may not be in that child's safety interest to go to a pickup point in the parking lot of a grocery store in, let's say, Aberdeen. It just wouldn't. Things could happen, and that is not in the student's best interest, and it doesn't promote student safety. So I hope that the school boards in this case, and this is where this came from, there's been some friction between various school boards. I hope the school boards keep in mind that student safety is the fundamental purpose. And when they're getting together for these agreements, they need to keep that in mind. We also do keep local control here, which is, I think, is important. And I'd like to also thank the Secretary of the Department of Education, who gets to serve as the referee if indeed the schools, for whatever reason, cannot agree and pick up points. I think that was a very good compromise. I have all the faith in the world that the Secretary of Education will do a very good job in keeping the safety of students first. So we do agree with the bill. We again like to thank Senator Krebs for her compromise. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Other proponents?
Morning, Mr. Chairman. Charlie Flowers, Coalition of Schools and Mid-Sized Schools. And I also want to commend you on your birthday. It is a 28th is a good day because it's mine too, also. So.
Oh, great. Happy birthday.
But I'm a little older than you.
Well,
not going to say how much.
We'll share a cupcake.
Yeah, maybe we can share a cupcake. But I also want to commend the folks who worked to get this bill in the form it's in today because it is a good compromise. And it's something that maybe they'll have to work on. And there might be some revisions in another year, but at least we would urge the committee to support this year, and we'll see how it works. So thank you.
Thank you. Other proponents? Other proponents to House Bill or Senate Bill 77? Seeing none, are there opponents to Senate Bill 77? No opponents. With that, I assume then you'll waive a rebuttal, and we'll go directly to committee questions. Questions from the committee. Seeing none, I might have one for Senator Krebs. Exactly who told you it was my birthday?
A little birdie.
you mentioned in your testimony about school boards getting together and approving this, approving the locations. I assume that anybody at the school board delegates as a superintendent could just get together, formulate a plan, okayed by the school boards. Was that your intention?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Chantel Krebs, clarify your question. Then is maybe you could have an appointed subcommittee. Is that what you're saying?
Well, when you gave your testimony, mm-hmm. you said school boards will get together and annual and review the pickup locations. I assume you meant that they're their designated or designee could do that, as in the superintendent or whoever, and the school boards wouldn't have to actually get together themselves?
You know, I might defer this question to Diana Miller, Mr. Chairman, but to me, if I'm reading this, I think it's going to, it says in lines 11, that where the school boards shall, not may, shall annually approve the pickup locations for those students within those incorporated municipalities and beyond. And so to me, and when approving them, the school board shall base their decision foremost on student safety. I personally think it is going to be a part of the school board, and for that reason, I want that to happen for the posting of the meeting, for parent input, to be able to come to those meetings and share their concerns on that transportation plan. Am I correct on that, folks? Okay.
You could answer that question if you'd like also.
Diana Miller, representing the large school districts, large school group. I think a couple things can happen here. I think the initial development of the plan could be a designee or that, but it will be put on an agenda exactly as Senator Krebs stated, such that you get input from parents. There may be some parents who want to look at it differently. They may want door-to-door. They may want some certain particular areas. They may want to change the location. But I think the advantage here is that it would be put on the agenda. You'd notice it. They'd have the information, and they could appear at a meeting such to give their input and then take it back to the school board. And then if there was, let's say there was no controversy on that, they would just approve the plan like they do on any other agenda item. You know, you go through a number of agenda items necessarily at a school board meeting, expenses and that. You don't necessarily put them on as a discussion point, but you could do it either way. We left some flexibility because it will vary in different communities based on the number of kids that open enroll, and I think that's critical. Some school districts have more open enrolled students than others. Some don't do any busing, so they don't need a transportation plan necessarily. Some do extensive busing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Representative Hager.
Senator Krebs, do you know, has this model been used successfully or unsuccessfully in other states or other areas or different programs?
Mr. Chairman, may I? Not that I'm aware of. And we're trying to address a concern here specifically, I think, that is irrelevant in South Dakota. It's an issue that you probably heard your constituents talk about somewhat, maybe not so much in Central Sioux Falls, but we do actually, for example, in your Sioux Falls School District, have a lot of crossing of buses just across town. And so when we talk about efficiencies, these are one of those areas that we are trying to come to the table. Now, it's not easy to be efficient when you have to address, all these concerns, whether it be rural or city or urban, and then there's outside of the municipalities, there's residential areas that are not within a municipality. So that's why we have this compromise coming to the table. As close as we can, you've heard from large school, you've heard from small school. We've exempted the sparse schools out of there. We've exempted, of course, special ed and the tribal situation. So we felt like we've come to the table on every area that addresses South Dakota's students' concerns and needs.
Other questions? Representative Vanneman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Senator Krebs, does this also entail then, like say in Sioux Falls where you have a number of elementary schools, even though it's within the same district and the same school board, will they be addressing, I'm sure there's probably, and I don't know how that works because I'm not from that area, but I'm assuming if you... And maybe you can't, but if you're supposed to go to school X and you want to go to school Y, that you can change or not? And how would that, does this apply to that?
Mr. Chairman? Okay. It would, just for the fact that we do have a lot of open enrollment students in Sioux Falls, probably a larger number than most just because of the size of the student population there, it would address that. And we're trying to provide some consistency or some efficiencies there because if you see on page 1, line 13, it says they approve the pickup locations for those students within any incorporated municipality. And of course, Sioux Falls being a class one municipality, that would be one area they address. Now, one of the questions we had on the Senate floor was, okay, what about those students outside the municipalities, such as my little development area? It's not in a municipality. It's not in the town of Renner. It's outside of it. That would be addressed because you still have to put a transportation plan together for those students. Those buses are coming. Those four buses are coming into my 40 development house development area. They still want to put the plan together between those school districts, whether it be a Sioux Falls, a Del Rapids, a Baltic, Winter, you know, whatever it may be. So every transportation plan must be put in writing and approved by both school boards to come to that agreement with the parents' input.
Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Cripps, the very last two lines in regard that reference to sparsity. What if one school is sparse and the other one isn't? How is that covered in this, do you feel, or for the busing?
Mr. Chairman, I think that it addresses it because it exempts the sparse school being from the concern, but you're still going to be addressing the open enrollment if it's a receiving district, or let's see, how would that work, Diana? If the student is from a sparse school going to a non-sparse school, they're going to still have to have a plan because both school districts have to agree to it as it's stated in lines 11 and 12. Am I correct?
Mr. Chairman, Diana Miller representing large school group. That's why it's in the agreement was added in the second section because the first section of the bill in 132845, the parent or guardian of a student who has been accepted for transfer is responsible for transporting the student to the school in the receiving district. You still are responsible under the sparse definition to, you know, for your own transportation, which is our agreement on open enrollment for from a sparse school. However, if you have an issue, we still want them with one being sparse, one being not, a transportation agreement should be in place. The parents would still transport their own student from the sparse, but you still may have an agreement of other students in the other district. And I think we need to have something like this in place. Did it answer all the questions? We don't know all the problems that still may arise, but it's going to get at what we felt were the crux of some of the major concerns. As with any bill, we come back some years and have to make adjustments, so to speak. I also wanted to answer Representative Vanneman's question about that. Don't get confused on boundary. In a large school, there's a difference, okay? Open enrollment isn't necessarily, if you're in a one area, let's use Sioux Falls or Rapid City, you have boundaries for which school district you go to, whether that be Central, Stevens, whether that be Lincoln, or Washington or Roosevelt or whatever. You still have to apply to go to another school, but this would not impact that. Where that is not, because you're within a school district, they decide their own busing plan. And some of them do it differently between school districts. They have different times and all of that. So it doesn't address boundary issues within a large school. It addresses open enrollment. And I didn't mean to correct, but I wanted to make sure nobody gets under the illusion we're going into large school districts switching boundaries. But no, we are not doing that with this.
I have a follow-up question.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question is then with those last two lines of the bill, were those in the original bill? Or I'm not sure if questioning, I guess, the need for it if there's...
Mr. Chairman,
what does that accomplish?
Like I said, this was a concern that arose on the Senate floor from first of all, Senator Krebs and I thought it was addressed in an overall transportation plan. Senator Maher did not feel comfortable with some of the sparse schools and so put the amendment on the floor of the Senate. And when we had an opportunity to look through it, because the fact is it affected the whole transportation, not just the agreement. And we needed to make sure that we cleaned up that amendment such that it was just the transportation agreement. We didn't change the whole idea that in a sparse school district, if you open enroll, the parents and the guardian are still responsible for the cost of transportation.
Thank you. Other questions? Seeing none, we'll close committee questions and go to committee discussion and or action. We have a request for an amendment. Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm not sure what we could call that amendment. Maybe the amendment is 77 TB for Tom Bruner, or is it CF for Charlie Flowers? Or we could maybe have TBCF. But I do move that amendment.
I'm going to use it again. No, Claire has a possibility here.
Okay. On page 2, line 5 of the Senate engrossed bill, delete of students by a school district and insert agreements among school districts.
Okay. So page 2, line 5, delete of students by a school district and add in agreements among school districts, correct? And we don't necessarily need a label on it or anything. If we amend it here, we don't need that, do we? Yeah. When it leaves here, it'll be amended. Okay.
Second.
Was that a motion?
It sure was, sir.
It sounded
Thank
like
you,
a
Mr.
motion.
Chairman.
We have a motion by Sly, second by Lucas. Do that. Is everybody clear on the amendment?
Could you please read it, the whole sentence?
Sure. Starting on line 4, the provisions of this section regarding the transportation agreements among school districts do not apply to any school district defined as a sparse school district pursuant to 13-13-78. That's the way it would read after amended. Everybody clear? This will be a voice vote. All in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. We're so amended. Further discussion and or action? Representative Miller.
I can see this whole process. I commend them for working on this. This is quite an undertaking. And I can see this moving school district, school superintendent, school groups of leadership into working together on future projects. Does that sound clear? You know what I'm trying to say here?
I think so.
Okay. Well, anyway, I just commend them. I think that's a great undertaking. Thank you.
Thank you. Other comments or motions?
Do pass.
Motion by Venner, do pass. Second by Sly. Comments on your motion?
I think Representative Miller did a fine job setting it up. It's a fine bill. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Other comments on the motion, on the do pass motion? Seeing none, I assume that's do pass as amended. Seeing no other comments, the motion is do pass as amended. This is a roll call vote. I would ask the secretary to call a roll. All in favor say aye. Opposed, no.
Representatives Elliott.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jones.
Yes.
Killer.
Aye.
Lucas.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Perry.
Aye.
Schaefer. Strickers. Tolson.
Aye, aye.
Bannerman.
No.
Venner.
Aye.
Sly.
Aye.
Bruner.
Aye.
1, 2, there are 12 ayes, 1 nay, 2 excused.
Motion carried. Senate Bill 77 as amended. We'll go to the floor with a do pass recommendation. That is the only bill on our agenda this morning. If there's nothing else that needs to come before this committee, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
We have a motion by Hunt, second by Sly. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. We are adjourned. Enjoy your cupcakes.